The Knights sprint out onto the field. They'll send three deep. Rizzo is one of them along with Kirsten. And Dothich run up and the kick is a line drive kick taken. No, it'll hit and go into the end zone. A good kickoff with the wind to his back, especially for Emery Dothich. And it'll be a touchback. And Norwin will begin the third quarter at the 20-yard line. Jack Salopik is the quarterback for the Knights. And again, 67 yards passing for Salopik in the first half. I hear the wind in my microphone. It's really picking up here. First down at 10 for the Knights at the 20. Salopik in the shotgun on first down. Man in motion, that is Rizzo. From the near side all the way to the far side. They'll hand it off up the middle. Wow. And that is Ezekiel Hauser, and he's drilled right at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
And he's talking about a guy just getting sandwiched out there. He had both defensive ends slamming down there. The defensive tackles just drove upfield, gave him absolutely nowhere to go.
And absolutely no gain on the play. Second down and 10. Again, Salopik runs from the far sideline. Again, Salopik in the shotgun on second down. Puts a man in motion. That's his tight end. And they'll just turn and hand it off again to Ezekiel Hauser. And Hauser will get short yardage. And actually, take that back. Javon Thrift with his first carry of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Tackled by... Well, that was Ezekiel Hauser, 25. My bad.
That's all right. John Haley getting in there, getting that tackle done, cleaning the mess up. That's great.
Third down and 7, a gain of 3 on the play. Not sure why we haven't seen Javon Thrift, either of the Thrift. I mean, we knew one of them was injured. Third down and 7. Hauser again with the call. Up the middle it goes, and Butler is right there. Whole host of players. The ball came free, but they're going to roll him down. They roll, his progress was stopped, and right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Hauser, very inconspicuous, if I'm using the word properly, opening drive for Norman as they tried to run the football.
Yeah, they just really had nothing going there. You expect coming out of the locker room here that they would have some sort of battle plan, but it just looked bad from the get-go.
Luke Mihalik awaits the punt. It's a line drive kick. It'll go over Luke's head, and he'll let it hit. It'll take a Norwin roll inside the 25, and it'll be down at the 24-yard line, so a good punt for Norwin. 52 yards on the kick.
Wow. He definitely used that every bit of leg he had there. Boy,
no doubt about it. He booted it into the wind, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a decent roll, but that was a good kick in the air.
Absolutely.
So it's a 24-yard line. That's where the Butler offense will go on the field for their first offensive possession here of the half. No score. We're just underway in the third quarter. Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas. Thanks for joining us here on 1050 AM and WBET.com. First down and 10, Luke Mihalik, the quarterback, will turn and give it to John Mihalik. And Mihalik has good yardage out over the 30 to the 32-yard line. Still moving the pile is John Mihalik. Gain of 8. Craig, they started that way in the first half and then kind of quit giving the ball to John.
Yeah, you know, but I'm sure they didn't want him to focus on him too much. And I think John's, you know, a great athlete, that he's just saying, hey, you know what, I can take it. You know, I can handle this load. Let's go with it.
Gain of 8 for John Mihalik, second down and 2 from the 32. Luke Mihalik will take the snap, rolling to his right, looking to run, trying to follow his blockers. Oh, and he's drilled at the 35-yard line. He has enough for a first down. He had to get to the 35, and he does actually get to the 34. So a gain of 3 for Luke Mihalik.
And he just did that little juke step, but unfortunately there was a defender right there, and he took a pretty good pop in the thigh, but just jump right back up. That's what you'd love to see with a competitor.
First and 10, Tornado at the 34-yard line. Brad Kopp, wide out to the far sideline. Ball on the near hash by the moving left to right. John Mahalik will get the call. He'll go try to get around the left end, and it's strung out really well by Norwin. They'll drop him for a loss. And that was Zach Begg. He came up to make the hit, the senior. For Norwin, a loss of one for John Mahalik back to the 34.
Yeah, I think that's the first loss he's had all night.
You're right. Yep. Yeah, he was stopped for no gain on his last carry of the half. And the first negative yard run for John Mahalik. Second down and 11. Mahalik takes a snap up the middle, they'll try. And the ball is loose, and it looks like Norwin has it as it's fumbled at the 34-yard line. The Knights do have it.
And there was an incredible seam up the middle there, and somebody just came in, and you could just see it happen there. The shoulder pad came in, the ball was sort of out in the right arm, and it just was enough to pop things open.
John Pikett falls on the football for Norwin. And the Knights will take over in great field position at the Butler 34-yard line. First down and 10. Now the Knights in the shotgun, and Salopik will have Ezekiel Hauser as a sidecar to the left on first down. Wide out to either side. Looking to reverse. A little flea flicker action. Salopik in trouble. Skidmore chases him out of the pocket. He throws it down the sideline, incomplete. So they tried to shake things up again, Craig, with a little trick play, and Butler not fooled.
No, the good thing was is that I was watching that the one receiver, they were going to try to hit the primary target. Dietrich did a nice job. He was deep, actually over top, so he kept that play out of the equation. But by that time, that gave the ends, the tackles, enough rush to get up there to get the quarterback out of the pocket, which he has had to throw the ball away.
Yep. Darren Skidmore chased him toward that far sideline, nearly got to him. Second down and 10 from the 34. Salopik, a little quick hitch pass to Giovanni Rizzo. He has a first down. Flag is thrown, though, in the area of holding, Craig, right about the 35-yard line where the catch was made.
Absolutely. You can't be out there in space like that and show that much material getting grabbed.
That's the call. Holding the call on Norwin. So this one will come back.
So that's big. Yeah, that's definitely, again, a bonehead play on Norwin's part, but now we've got to take advantage of it.
Spot foul, 10-yard penalty to the 45-yard line the ball goes. That'll make it second down and long, second and 20. And about second and 21. Or maybe I was right the first time. Nope, second and 21. That's what it is. Zachary Begg goes to the far side. Rizzo to the near side on second down and long. Salopik. Oh, crossing pattern. Catch is made. And running with the football is Zach Begg. He has a first down and more inside the Butler 20 to the 18-yard line.
Boy, it's almost like a post pattern there that he was wide open. Nobody was out there really on him, and just outran Dietrich, and fortunately Luke was standing back there in almost a free safety position, make the tackle.
Gain of 26 on the play, down to the Butler 19-yard line, first down Norwin. Salopik put some, he really gunned that football in there. He'll hand a football off this time to Ezekiel Hauser, try to get around left end, and he will. He's at the 15, at the 10. The 5 and knocked down to the turf at the 4-yard line. Gain of 15 for Ezekiel Hauser.
Well, you can see they're playing with confidence here. I mean, definitely, you know, getting that number one, that turnover, and then connecting on a big third and 21.
And judging based off of that first drive right out of the gate there, I mean, this is like a completely different team out there right now.
Absolutely.
For Norwin. They looked really stale on their first possession, going three and out. Now they're in the red zone. First and goal from the 4. Salopik on first down. Hand it to Hauser. He'll bounce it to the outside, going around right end. And Butler reads it well, holds him to a two-yard gain. Looked like he had some room there, Craig, but Butler strung it out there pretty well and knocked him for a two-yard gain.
Definitely. Like I said, he was working the bounce, and I agree. I thought he was in. But great job by Tilko coming in there, slamming things down, and not giving him any room to run.
This is the deepest any team has gone thus far, as the Knights have it at the Butler 2-yard line. Second and goal. Salopik will turn and hand it to Hauser. He's tripped up, no gain. Maybe a half a yard. Third down.
I tell you, John Mahaley came flying off the end there. Did an awesome job by getting his arm out there, just breaking the stride of the runner and you know, getting him down there on about the 1.5 yard line.
Half a yard, I'd say, on the gain. Third down. And again, Hauser will be, now he'll line up in the right behind Salopik as he's in the pistol. And they'll fake it. Rolling out, throwing, touchdown, Norwin. And a flag is thrown at the 1 yard line.
It looks like an illegal man downfield.
And that's what it is. The official on the near sideline, Craig, calling that an illegal man downfield on Norwin.
Wow, that's...
it's a good call.
This is a mastery of bonehead plays here tonight.
And Coach Brzezinski wants an explanation as he calls the referee over. So the penalty negates the touchdown pass and puts the football at the 6-yard line. Third down and goal from the 6 for Norwin. And they better hurry. Salopik running in from the sideline with 9 seconds on the play clock. They'll break huddle and get to the line. 3 seconds. He'll get the snap off, and he bobbles it and will be forced to run. Salopik will go around the right side. Butler will gang tackle him and drive him out of bounds at the 3-yard line.
And I tell you what, Cradle did a great job scraping down the line there and just really creating a lot of confusion. And they had really nowhere to go, and then that let everybody else come in there and clean things up.
So that brings up a fourth down and goal at the 3.
Well, you think in a situation like this, you just get the points, any points you could get here.
Right.
You just take the 3.
In this game, tight game, fourth down and 3. Salopik in the pistol on the fourth down play. Play action, bootleg to the near side. Butler chasing him from the pocket. He throws on the run. Incomplete. Pass was high, intended for Zach Begg in the end zone, and it was too high. Actually, that was number 9, Jacob Merlin. And the Tornado defense, with the help of that penalty, stands.
And that's huge, because now you've seen on both sides, you know, kind of some bonehead-type plays, costing both teams points.
The Butler will take over, though. Unfortunately, they'll start at their own 3-yard line, the worst field position of the night. No score, 4 minutes to go here in the third. This heavyweight battle, it seems. Both teams throwing punches and making some big mistakes, thwarting drives. And now Butler will take over first down. Luke Mihalik to run with the football and trying to spin and get yardage, and he does get a couple out across the 5 to the 6, a gain of 3.
Hey, you'll take 3 down here.
No
doubt.
You
know what? That's a nice little gainer there. It gives you a little bit of breathing room.
Well, the keeper for Luke Mihalik, 38 yards on the night for Luke thus far. Second down and 8. Time time, Mihaljevic will go in under center on the modified tee. In motion goes John Mihaljevic. The handoff goes to Jake Tilko, and Tilko into the line. Was that Logan Dubiak? And Logan, with his second carry of the night, gets no gain.
Yeah, tough sledding right there. He didn't get much at all.
No gain on the play. Third down and eight. If you're Norwin's defense, you know you want to pin Butler here and try to give your offense a short field.
Absolutely.
And now the Tornado, though, just trying to get out to the 14-yard line for a first down. Under center goes Luke Mihaljevic. Misdirection handoff. And running with it is John Mihaljevic. It'll be near the first down, but it'll be stopped, I believe, short. That is number six. That is actually Jacob Beck for Butler. Jake Beck, the fullback, a senior. Oh, and it's just going to be about a yard short, half a yard maybe.
And oh, my gosh. I tell you, it's a gutsy call, but I would go for it right here. When you got a quarterback like you have there and the size of the offensive line you have, if you can't get a yard down here.
Yeah, and it's really, it looks like it'll even less than a yard, really.
I mean, I know you're hoping with the wind to your back here you can really get a good high punt and have a carry, but boy, oh boy.
Bill Kirsten awaits Jake Cradle's punt. Jake standing at the 1 yard line. A high snap, pulls it down. Kick is in the air. And it's a good kick. And fair catch called for and made by Kirsten at the Butler 44 yard line. That's where the Knights will put it in motion. No score, a minute 35 to go here in the third.
Decent punt there.
And the Knights have blocked a couple of punts, I believe,
mm-hmm.
this year. So they've been in the backfield one time. And Jake Crater was forced to run. And they got in there pretty good that time, too. He did a good job of getting it off.
Absolutely.
At the 43 is where Norman will start. First and 10. Hand off to Hauser. Tried the middle, and actually Javon Thrift with the carry this time. And he'll get no gain. Right, stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
I'll tell you, I just love watching Chris Mertz come in there because we talked about him in the pregame. Very underrated type player, but he just gets in there, puts the old figure four leg on him, leg lock on him there. Ted DiBiase just taking him down there and not getting him anywhere to run.
The first pro wrestling reference of the year. Ted DiBiase's figure four leg lock. Mask Avenger, what do you think of that? He likes it. Second down and 10 from the 43. Sal picked the throw. Looking downfield, he's collapsed. The pressure, and he is going to be dropped as he gets a couple of yards. Craig, he stepped up trying to create some time, but Butler collapses in on him at the 41-yard line, and he'll gain just two.
Well, Nick Stazer was being held extensively, but he was able to get the big paws out there, get a hand on him there. And he had J.R. Harold coming in and just clean up the whole mess.
Brings up a third down and eight from the 41. Oh, and showing trips to the near side and a single wide out to the far side on third down. Salafik, screen pass, is caught. And running with the football and knocked short of the first down. Inside the 35 to the 34, about a yard short. And that was Javon Thrift. And that will be the end of the third quarter. No score. A fourth down play to come for the Knights. We'll find out what they want to do. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBET.com.
Are you kind of tired? Really sleepy? Or maybe even... Right now, a cup of bold, invigorating McCafe hot drip coffee made from 100% Arabica beans is just $1. Any size, all day. Oh, and any size soft drink at McDonald's is also just $1. So you can be kind of thirsty, really thirsty, or even... Limited time only at participating restaurants. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal. A la carte only.
Shoot in any weather, indoors, at Downrange Supply's new indoor range, 534 Evans City Road in Butler, across from Brankles. Downrange Supply is your headquarters for rifles, pistols, revolvers, ammo, and accessories. See the straight shooters at Downrange Supply for all your shooting needs and for a place to shoot indoors. Downrange is a Marcus Luttrell Team Never Quit Ammo distributor, and they are affiliated with Shaner Supplies for all your Class 3 needs. That's Downrange Supply, 534 Evans City Road in Butler. Call 724-482-6400.
Don't feel too bad.
Back at Butler High School, no score. Fourth down and one for Norwin as we begin the fourth quarter. No score, as I mentioned. And they have it at the Butler 34-yard line. And they'll hand it off to Hauser. He'll go up the middle and have a first down. Ezekiel Hauser tackled at the 32-yard line.
Got what he needed.
Yep. Needed two and got two. Colton Frost credited with the stop for Butler. And a fresh set of downs for the Knights. No one moving left to right. First down and 10 from the 32. Salafik to throw. Looking, firing over the middle. Catch is made on a crossing pattern. And that is grabbed by Dylan Kantz at the Butler 18-yard line. And that is a gain of 14 and another first down for Norwin. A lot of patience shown in there by Salafik, Craig, as he kind of surveys the field. He's got enough guys out in the pattern to find one coming open.
Absolutely, but he had Cradle come right in his grill there, so he had to unload that. Did a nice job, though, delivering a very nice pass.
You know, and some savvy for a sophomore. First and 10 at the 17-yard line now for Norwin. The give up the middle. Running with the football is Javon Thrift, and Thrift has a gain of about 4 or 5 on the plays. He's tackled at the 12-yard line.
Yeah, J.R. Harold and Brandon Flieger combining on the tackle there. Keep him for a minimal gain.
Yep. Second down and 5, call it 5, at the Butler 12. 10:40 to go in the fourth and no score. Javon Thrift, the sidecar to the right of Jack Salafik. Salafik looking to his right side, firing, and a little slam pattern. The catch is made. Touchdown, Norwin. No flags on the play, and a really good catch. That was good coverage by Sam Dietrich, but a 12-yard touchdown pass, and that is Dylan Kantz who hauls it in.
Been looking for that all night. You can tell. He's wanted that and was very comfortable. They put their trips way out to the left side there, opened things up, and but he was locked in on his primary receiver there, like you say, in that quick slant.
So Carter Breen on for the point after try. Good snap, good hold. And the extra point is right down the middle. So the Knights strike first. A 12-yard touchdown pass, Jack Salopek to Dylan Kantz. With 10:21 to go in the fourth, it's now Norwin 7 and Butler nothing. This is Butler Football at 10:50 a.m. and WBUT.com.
You don't need a rocket to get to Mars or to get a mortgage. At Mars Bank, you can apply for a mortgage online. The difference is that if you need some help, you can connect via email, phone, or we'll meet with you in person. Convenience, award-winning service, and great rates from a local community bank. Right now, there are great rates on mortgages for purchase or refinance. Visit marsbank.com/norocket for rates, online application, and more. Mars Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
At Butler High School, Norwin strikes first, and it was a 7-play drive And the ensuing kickoff is a short kick taken out to the 35-yard line by Butler and
Nick Stazer.
Again,
four people over.
I think that's the second time he's returned a kick this year.
It might be. And he wasn't shy about moving it upfield.
No, he wasn't. And a good field position for Butler at their own 35-yard line. A seven-play, 43-yard drive for Norwin. Dylan Kantz with the touchdown reception for the Knights. And they lead 7-0. Butler back on offense. First down and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Keeper by Luke Mihalik. Tried the right side, wanted to reverse field, and ended up losing yards as he's tackled at the 33-yard line, Craig. And this is going to start getting frustrating for that Tornado offense as they really can't break free, it seems, at this point.
No, and you don't want to see a guy like Luke starting to push too hard. You know, you got to kind of stay with the plan. You got to stay with where the blocks are going to be and so forth and just try to follow it out. You can see he's really trying to make something happen.
Butler has gone three and out on their first two possessions of this half. This is the third, second down and 10, or 12, excuse me. Play action rollout by Luke. Wants to throw, now we'll run with the football. Has some room, comes to the near sideline, 40, 45. High steps it, and he's drilled late out of bounds at midfield. So you'll tack on about another 15 yards. They will tack on 15 yards from the Norwin 48-yard line.
And that's just stupidity.
It is. And that's Ezekiel Hauser came up to make the hit. And a personal foul, late hit on Norwin.
That puts you in some great field position here. That's got to get you momentum because we got to get in the end zone here. I mean, if Butler's going to get his shot at winning this game, we've got to score here.
A 19-yard scramble and another 15-yard penalty puts the football at the Norwin 33-yard line. First down and 10. Luke Mihalik goes in under center. Brandon Fligger in motion. Keeper. Luke Mihalik up the middle he goes. Craig, looks like he had room. He was running straight up the middle, decided to cut to his left. He'll gain 7 down to the 26, but I think he could have had a whole lot more.
Oh, I agree. I definitely agree. But, like as we said, we just got to get him to settle just to stay in the game plan here. You know, he's been the magic man with the magic hand, and he wants to be the one to make everything happen. And he just has to just relax. We still got a lot of time here with over 8 minutes left to go in the game here. You still got time.
Gain of 7 for Luke Mihalik, second down and 3. Fake the handoff again to Brandon Fleer. Mihalik will keep it, first down and more as he's thrown to the turf at the 20-yard line. And Butler will move the chains. Now they get a little momentum going here. A couple of really good positive plays.
And I like seeing the offensive line having a little bit more of a hustle in their step here, so that's good to see.
They have it at the Norwin 20-yard line, trailing 7-0 with 8:26 to go here in the fourth. First down and 10, Butler. Well, a misdirection handoff. And that's John Mihalik running, and he dives forward. Actually, Jake Tilko with the carry, my bad. As Jake tripped up and will be tackled at the 16-yard line. Gain of 4.
Someone's about to bust a big one here. You can just feel it. They're hammering away. We're going to find that seam here.
Second down and 6 from the Norwin 16-yard line. Keeper again by Luke Mihalik. He'll have a first down as he's inside the 10. Now right at the 10-yard line. He needed to get there, and he does. Right at the 10-yard line. First down, Butler. Gain of 6.
First down and goal for the
Gold Tornado. Craig, that's a lot of really quick maneuvering by Luke Mihalik in there. It's tight tight quarters as he fakes the handoff and just kind of turns it upfield.
Exactly. I mean, it's quick recognition of what he's trying to do there, seeing what the defense is giving him. It's not easy.
Chris Mertz in the backfield now. And that's Luke Mihalik with the keeper. As he drives towards the goal line, did he get in? And no, they'll say he's down right at the goal line.
Oh,
he fooled me, Craig. There was a lot of great fakes going on there. I thought he handed the football off, but he did not.
No. He could smell the goal line there, and I'm just surprised they didn't give it to him.
They put it down at the one. Second down and goal from the one. Let's see if the 20 can punch it in here. Second and one. Second and goal from the one. Mihalik in under center. Keeper. Up the middle he goes. He'll get the push. Did he get pushed into the end zone? We're awaiting the official call. Are they saying he fumbled the football? No one is pointing in their direction. Or they're going to call him down at the one. No gain. Actually, inside the one.
Well, I had you scared there. And the way the tornado was walking kind of sheepishly away from the ball, you wondered what happened.
Third this is down. A test of wills right here.
It definitely is.
Yeah, it is. You're right. The ball is right on the goal line.
This is where you just have Luke go with it and have Logan push him from behind.
And he'll try to go over left tackle, and he's into the end zone. Butler touchdown.
Very nice.
One half-yard dive by Luke Mihalik. And Butler back to within one. .520 mark of the fourth quarter. Douthat on for the point after attempt. Have a look, Mihalik hold. And they're going to keep it. Luke's going to try to run. And will he dive for the pylon? Did he get it? No, he did not. It looked like he knocked the pylon over with the football, but no, the two-point conversion will fail.
And that's where you have those two field goals. You can do something like that. And I couldn't tell. Was it a bad snap, or was it look like a planned play?
It looked like a planned play to me. The snap was a bit high, but it looked like it was a planned play.
Okay.
But the tornado back to within one. We'll take a timeout. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in four locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org. for more information.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Tornado down by one, and the ensuing kickoff returned to the 31-yard line by Norwin. This is the two-point try by the Tornado on the fake point-after attempt failed. Butler trailing 7-6, but plenty of time. 5:15 to go, and this is a big defensive stand for Butler. Need to get the football back as soon as possible. Jack Salopek in the shotgun on first down. We'll give it off to Ezekiel Hauser. And Hauser runs straight over center, and he gets out to the 38-yard line, a gain of 7 on the play.
I think you're going to see a lot of running here. They're going to try to milk that clock and work it out. Just under 5 minutes left here. I'm sure that play clock's going to be going down to almost double zeros before that play gets called.
No question. Norwin in the driver's seat with a one-point lead here. Second down and three. Tight end Gustafaro in motion. And Hauser will get the carry. Butler right there. Colt Frost hogties him and throws him to the turf for a loss. Knocked down at the 34-yard line. He'll lose four.
That's a big play. That's a hard play coming off the end like that, just running down the line. You're essentially running behind their offensive lineman to catch that guy. Did a great job. Great, intense play.
Makes it third down and seven now for Norwin at their own 34-yard line.
This is the first time we saw Kyler Callahan in there since about the first game of the season, coming off an injury.
Here comes a tornado. Salopek to throw. A crossing pattern is caught by Rizzo, and he's tripped up, but stays on his feet and does a really nice job of getting extra yards after the catch as he gets into Butler territory, and he's getting up slow at the Butler 47-yard line, but not before he gets a first down and more.
That's a backbreaker there. Boy, you got him. You got him pinned.
At the Butler 48 is where they'll put it down. You're right. Clock now will start to work against the tornado. 3.5 to go. From the Butler 48-yard line. Salopek takes a snap from the gun, hands it off to Hauser, and he's spun around in the backfield, stays on his feet, gets a short gain. And Butler will take a quick timeout. He'll gain just about one, and that's all. 47-yard line is where they'll spot it. And Coach Densmore right there to call timeout. Butler's first. Two remaining.
That's a good use of the timeout there.
Conserving some time, 3:10 on the clock right now. Don't forget, we will choose the WX Prime Time Player of the Game coming up. Well, we have a bevy of people we could choose from. John Mihalik having a nice night running the football.
Mm-hmm.
65 yards rushing unofficially. Colton Frost, again, having another good defensive game for the Tornado. So they'll start the play clock, and Norwin in no hurry to break huddle from the far sideline. Second down and nine is resumed play. Norwin has it at the Butler 47-yard line, leading 7-6. Salopek takes the snap. Crossing pattern, catch is made. And that is Dylan Kantz, and he has a first down at the Butler 30-yard line. They've struggled a little bit, Craig, in hitting passes. Now all of a sudden, everything seems to be working for them.
Absolutely. We're still getting a good push up front there, but he's just getting that ball off quick.
Timeout again called by Butler, the second of the half. One more remaining. There's Norwin again creeping it down the field here. They have a one-point lead. 3:06 to go. Just 5 seconds went off the clock on that play. I need a turnover to something at this point. So Butler will be punching at that football, I got to believe.
Oh, you think. They have to. Got to get some kind of turnover here.
Two games remaining on the schedule for Butler. Be at Pine Richland next week and then finish up at home in 2 weeks against the Big Macs of Cannon McMillan. Pine Richland winning big over Shaler tonight. First down and 10. Norwin has it at the 31-yard line. They'll give it off to Hauser, and he's wrapped up in the backfield, stays on his feet. As Nick Stazer got him first to slow him down. And that'll be a short gain, actually no gain on the play. Second down and 9 from the 30. And again, Nolan taking their time. Play clock at 13 seconds before they break huddle. Now they will. Second and 9. Play action. Salopek keeps it himself. He's thrown down to the turf by John Mihalik, who was not fooled by the fake. And Butler will burn their third and final timeout. No gain on the play. Actually, lost 3. Back to the 34. Now a big third down play. Third down at 13. Good use of timeouts, though, by Coach Stedford.
It really has been. Now the defense, especially our secondary, the pressure is going to be on them. You know, I think that they're going to be willing to try to throw the ball down there, which I really expected we were going to see a lot more of tonight.
Right.
But they've been very successful with it late in the game here, and I think that they're going to try to stay with that.
Yeah, it just seemed like the timing all of a sudden connected up for them. They seemed a little out of whack. In a large part by a good tornado defense, rushing Salopek most of the night. Good coverage downfield, really had no one to throw to.
Right.
And when he did, he threw under duress and threw it high or out of bounds. Third down and 13. At the 34-yard line, Salopek in the shotgun as Hauser to his left, the tight end in motion. Now Rizzo goes in motion. They'll hand it off to Hauser. Up the middle he goes. Ezekiel Hauser has a first down. I think it's very close, but he dove forward and got to the 20-yard line, and wow, that one hurt.
That hurts beyond what you can imagine right now.
Really a good play call. It wasn't even really a draw handoff. It was just a straight handoff to Hauser. They put a man in motion in Rizzo, their leading receiver. And obviously a tornado very wary of number 4 for Norwin, Rizzo.
Pretty much at this point, all you got to do is hope for a turnover.
Norwin will hand it off to Javon Thrift. And Thrift will go over the left side down to the 16-yard line. And the Knights keep it rolling. Gain of 4 for Javon Thrift. Clock rolling and really against the tornado here. A minute 10.
Nothing you can do, really.
Nope. As Norm will just let the clock wind down and they have 7 seconds on the play clock. Salopek hands the football off to Hauser and runs it right up the middle and is dropped at the 15-yard line for a 1-yard gain. That'll make it third down and 5. And now Norwin, as we hear it, really could just take the snap and take the knee and run the clock out. That's what they're going to do. And that is it. Final score. Norwin takes a knee. They win a hard-fought contest here tonight. Final score, Norwin 7 and Butler 6. And we'll take a final timeout, go back on the wrap. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Back at Butler High School, where Norman has defeated Butler by a score of 7-6, a scoreless first half of play. Neither team really had anything going in the second half until Norman got the football at the Butler 43-yard line to begin really late third quarter and then into the fourth, as it was Dylan Kantz catching a 12-yard pass from Jack Salopik. Point after try was good, 7-0 Norwin at the 10:21 mark of the fourth. Butler did have an answer, though, as they went on a long drive of their own. It was 9 plays and 65 yards with Luke Mihalik with the half-yard dive into the end zone. Made it 7-6, and it looked like the point after would tie the game, but Butler went for it. And from what we can gather, it was a designed two-point conversion try. Out of the point after placement is Luke Mihalik is the holder. Took the snap, put the football down, picked it up and tried to run it in. Looked like he dove for the pylon and maybe got it, but the official on the far sideline standing right there said no, he did not get into the end zone. So the two-point try, no good. And it was 7-6 at that point. Norwin then got it at their own 31-yard line. Got a couple of key first downs to keep the drive alive and keep the play clock moving, and they ran the football, ran the clock out, and they earned a hard-fought 7-6 win here tonight. Craig, a disappointing loss for the Golden Tornado against Norwin. It just seems to have Butler's number, as this is the second year in a row that they win a tight contest. What a big contrast! Last year 35-28, this year 7-6.
Yeah, it's like I said, a defensive struggle. You know, they really worked hard. Both teams did defensively. But, I mean, what do you say? It's just, it's really tough. There's a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda moments out there.
Yep.
And, you know, they have to, you know, go to the film room tomorrow. It's not going to be a fun thing because they're going to see some things that have happened that probably should have happened. And everyone's going to have to be accountable for it.
Yep. Well, we have to pick a prime time player of the game. And I say Craig Lucas, who has been battling a scratchy throat all night. But we're going to go with John Mihalik, I think, Craig.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah, John with 60-plus yards rushing, also some solo tackles out there tonight. So congratulations to John Mihalik, our WRX Primetime Player of the Game, where you could be a primetime player, too, this weekend by visiting WRX Taproom and Grill in Meridian. They have great weekend specials, including their famous prime rib. Stop by this weekend and enjoy Butler's best prime rib at WRX Taproom and Grill, proud sponsor of Butler Athletics. WRX Taproom and Grill on the Meridian Road in Butler. We thank them for being a football sponsor this season. Butler now it doesn't get any easier at all. It never is in this conference, as they'll finish up conference play next week at Pine Richland. Butler falls to 1-4, still remain 1-4 in the conference, but now they are 2-5 overall. And Norwin improves to 3-5 overall. They remain 2-3 in the Southeastern Conference as they get back into conference play next week. We will be at Pine Richland next week. We'll have the call for you, 7:15 pregame with the kickoff at 7:30. Craig, thank you very much for battling through that sore throat of yours tonight.
We're good.
And you did a great job. Thank you, as always. I want to thank everybody here at Butler High School. Bill Milan, the athletic director, thank him for providing us the opportunity to call the games here at home. Thanks to my son, Anthony Willis, and back in the studio for keeping us in line and for taking care of our sponsors with the commercials and everything else. And, again, the final score, Norwin 7, Butler 6 for Craig Lucas and Anthony Willis. I'm Ron Willison saying so long. Stay tuned for the MSA Sports Network powered by Trib Live scoreboard show coming up next right here on 1050 AM and WBET.com. Have a great weekend, everyone.